Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. It's been a harsh winter across the nation, and no one knows it more than the people of Pennsylvania, who've been lurching from ice storms to power outages and now nearly 2 feet of snow. On the Pennsylvania Turnpike this morning outside of Philadelphia, a major backup in a chain reaction accident. Turnpike spokeswoman Renee Colburn.
We have extensive tractor trailers traveling the turnpike, and in that specific area, there's a lot of commuters as well. So there's a combination of commercial and passenger vehicles that travel the roadway. And we heard that there were about 4 or 5 tractor trailers involved initially in the first accident that caused the chain reaction, but as well as passenger vehicles.
There were some injuries. Parts of upstate New York have more than 2 feet of snow, and more snow is forecast for tonight in parts of the Northeast. President Obama heading to California today, where concerns are growing about that state's drought and its impact on water supplies and agriculture. NPR's Craig Windham reports that at a stop in Fresno, the president will announce emergency aid for farmers and for livestock producers.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the president will announce steps to speed up tens of millions of dollars in assistance to livestock producers and farmers affected by the drought, the worst in California in a century.
He'll, I think, offer a message of hope and a message that the federal government will do all that it can to try to alleviate some of the stress connected with this drought.
Later in the day, the president will shift his focus to issues such as the situation in Syria when he meets with King Abdullah. Obama will stay on at the Sunnylands estate through the weekend and play some golf on a course there that has been used by presidents dating back to Dwight Eisenhower. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Police say they've killed 8 suspected terrorists in the latest violence to rock China's westernmost province. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that China's government often says terrorism in its far west is instigated by ethnic separatists based overseas.
State media report that the assailants rode motorbikes and cars in an attack on a police patrol in Aksu Prefecture, part of China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The report says the attackers were armed with explosive devices and knives. It adds that police shot 8 of the attackers dead. The others were blown up by their own explosives. 2 bystanders and 2 police were also injured. No mention of the attackers' ethnicity was made, but several recent incidents have involved ethnic Uyghurs, some of whom seek independence or just more autonomy from Beijing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Fukushima, Japan.
Good news about Europe's economic recovery as 2013 ended pushed global markets higher. Growth in the eurozone 0.3%, 0.1% higher than forecast. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 78. This is NPR. It looks like the way is clear for Joseph A. Bank Clothiers to buy the parent company of Eddie Bauer. The plan is for a cash and stock deal valued at $825 million. Meanwhile, Men's Warehouse has been pursuing Joseph A. Bank and, in a statement, says it's still reviewing its options. In a recent study of wireless communications at airports, a Canadian government watchdog has cleared the country's electronic spy agency of invading the online activities of Canadians. Dan Karpinchuk explains.
A Quebec judge who leads the independent watchdog says his office questioned employees of Communications Security Establishment Canada and looked into the controversial activity. It concluded that CSEC's actions were an effort to understand global communication networks and was not directed at Canadians or people in Canada. CSEC has said it was merely collecting electronic metadata. information trails about messages and not the actual content of the messages or calls to help determine a communications pattern in a public location. CSEC monitors foreign computer, satellite, radio, and telephone traffic of people, countries, organizations, and terror groups, but it is forbidden from targeting private communications of Canadians. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A Twitter exchange with the mayor of New York over weather and school cancellations had NBC weatherman Al Roker apologizing today. Mayor de Blasio kept schools open in yesterday's snowstorm. Roker and the mayor debated the decision in public forums, including Twitter, where Roker tweeted, "Long-range de Blasio forecast, one term." On the Today Show this morning, Roker apologized. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to turn back the clock to 1954. Here's some early Muddy Waters. Muddy along with Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums.
I had a call, I was so evil I wouldn't answer the phone. Well, you know she's so pretty, but she still runs around on me. Yes, you know she's so pretty, but she still runs around on me. Well, you know you don't love me. Trying to get you to treat me right. I have the blues all day and I'll be worried the rest of the night. My side. Well, when the sun rose this morning, I didn't have my baby by my side. When I didn't know where she was out with some other guy. Down the moon looked lonesome, shining down through the trees. Shining down through the tree. Don't your arms look lost when your baby's packing up to leave? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, blow wind, blow wind, blow my baby back to me. Mind if I don't hurry up and find her, my heart's gonna be in misery.
The Jimmie Rodgers All-Stars, recorded in 1999. Jimmie Rodgers on guitar and vocals, as was on this track. Special guest Jeff Healey. Kim Wilson was on blues harp. Johnny Johnson on piano. Johnson, of course, best remembered for the great work he did behind a lot of Chuck Berry's early hits. And also Jimmy D. Lane on guitar. Fred Crawford on bass. And we heard prior to the Jimmie Rodgers All-Stars, a Muddy Waters blues band from 1954, which included, of course, Jimmie Rodgers on guitar. He was with the Muddy Waters band from 1950 to 1955. We heard Muddy along with Willie Dixon, Little Walter, Jimmie Rodgers, and others doing a number called She's So Pretty. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Otis Spann. He was, of course, on that Muddy Waters track. He joined the Muddy Waters band back in 1953. Fine blues pianist. Here he is having the band back him up in a studio recording done back in 1967. Otis Spann with a tune called Dr. Blues.
Said the only one can help you, boy. Say anyone can help you, son. Be somebody in your neighborhood. Yes, it couldn't do me no good. The doctor couldn't do me no good. No, he couldn't do me no good. Say he couldn't do me no good. Say anyone can help you, boy. I take somebody.
May of 1961. That was Earl Hooker on guitar doing a number called Blue Guitar, sounding a lot like Rock Me Baby. Earl Hooker was a very, very highly respected blues slide guitarist. Some people say he was one of the best there was, but he never was that, his fame didn't go that far and wide, mainly because he rarely ever sang. He would back up other artists, including people like Muddy Waters. We heard, prior to hearing Earl Hooker, we heard Otis Spann from 1967 with the Muddy Waters Band doing a number called Dr. Blues, which was sort of a prophetic piece in a sense, because Otis Spann would need more than a doctor come April of 1970. He had quit the Muddy Waters Band by that time, and he was struck with cancer and died in April of that year, April of 1970, as did Earl Hooker. The two of them were born something like 2 or 3 months apart back in early 1930. They died 4 days apart in 1970. 70, Earl Hooker, died of tuberculosis on the 21st of October. And in 1970, Memphis Slim wrote a song and recorded a song about the two of them. It's entitled Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. We're going to turn to that tune next here on KRVS. Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac is on guitar on this particular number. Again, Memphis Slim on piano and vocals, doing a tribute to Otis Spann and Earl Hooker.
Now goodbye, dear Otis, Mr. Otis Spann. They were beginning to take notice to great piano man. But now he's gone, God bless him, to the prom. Miss Slim, goodbye, dear Otis, Mr. Piano Man. I remember when Earl Hooker was just a lad. He was determined, in spite of all the problems he had. Playing his guitar, my friend, he had a lot of success. But now, the poor kid is gone to rest. But all blues singers carry a heavy load. While traveling that long, long, lonesome road. But what do we get, my friend, for everything we give? Hell and damnation as long as we live. So goodbye, Earl Hooker and Otis too. You will now get all the credit that you will always do. But I know everybody must pay. So sad, how quick your friend forget.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier, Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Know the big D is burning. Anything in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown burning down to the ground. Western and Vietnam. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I don't know what it's all about. The fire wagon kept coming. The sniper just wouldn't let him put it out. Firebomb busting all around me. And soldiers was everywhere. Oh, firebomb falling all around me. And soldiers standing everywhere. I could hear the people screaming. Sirens fill the air. I don't know what the trouble is. I can't stay around to find it out. I don't know what the trouble is this morning. I just can't stay around to find it out. I'm taking my wife and my family, and little Johnny Lee is curtain now. The Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. Oh, the Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. I just hope people, it'll never happen to you. Yes, yes, I can hear the farmer. So let's get out of here.
John Lee Hooker recorded in September of 1967, a few months after the terrible 1967 Detroit riot that took place in July of that year. John Lee Hooker had moved to Detroit back in 1943. He was, of course, originally from Clarksdale, Mississippi, spent time in Memphis before he ended up in Detroit. And that particular riot, the 67 Detroit riot, was one of the most costly in American history. It basically started as a result of a police raid on an unlicensed bar, and by the time it was all over, there were 43 dead, almost 1,200 injured, over 7,200 arrests, and 2,000 buildings destroyed or severely damaged. Federal troops and National Guard and, of course, Detroit police were all involved in trying to quell that riot. Before we heard John Lee Hooker discussing that historic event, we heard Memphis Slim paying tribute to the loss of Otis Spann and Earl Hooker, the two great blues men, not long after their deaths. Otis Spann and Earl Hooker died in April of 1970. Next year on KRVS, music from Magic Sam. Delmark Records had just released some live recordings of Magic Sam done in Milwaukee in June of 1968. Very interesting recordings. Not all that great as far as some things are concerned. Sometimes I don't know, the band is so-so. It's a very small group. It's a trio, actually. But it's very interesting to listen to Magic Sam performing under these circumstances, sort of lose some very, very hot and interesting guitar. Here is Magic Sam. The disc is called Live at the Avant-Garde, 1968. Magic Sam with a live version of It's All Your Fault. Thank you.
They said there ain't no woman that a man can trust, that they all use juju and goofy dust. But I don't argue, baby, and I ain't gonna make no fuss. that you put it on me. Oh, I had pretty women in every town, and I played so hard when the sun went down. Oh, but you stopped my parting. You stopped my parting when you came around, baby. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, baby, that you put it on. If I hollered for help, the doctor would come. If I asked for medicine, you know he'd give me some. But that wouldn't cure me, baby. Oh, and you know that wouldn't be no fun. So you just keep on, keep on, mama. Oh, you just keep on putting it on. Yes, just keep it up, baby. Keep on putting it on me. Keep it up, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, baby. Just keep on putting it on me.
B.B. King, You Put It On Me, recorded back in 1968. As was the prior track, we heard Magic Sam from the summer of 68 and from a new release on Delmark Records, Live at the Avant Garde. Magic Sam doing It's All Your Fault, one of his standard tunes, but very interesting, again, to listen to him in a live setting. He was a stellar guitar player and very, very influential. Unfortunately, he died unexpectedly of a heart attack at the age of 32 in 1969. Tommy Castro has a brand new disc out on Alligator Records called The Devil You Know. Castro from the Bay Area, from San Francisco. From that disc, here is Tommy Castro here on KRVS doing a tune entitled I'm Tired.
Trying to be something I know in me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know some people are different now, ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know some people are different now, ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't that be a real drag if we were all the same? I'm not gonna try to please. Eyes that just don't see. Get myself together. You are the blues, not me. You are the blues, not me. You are the blues, not me.
The band Mississippi Heat, although they call themselves Mississippi Heat, they're out of Chicago. And Ed Advisor, the vocalist with the band, and the group leader is Pierre Lacouc, who was originally from Israel. He ended up going to Chicago to go to school and was so smitten with blues, he became a harp player and put together a band, very, very good band. Before we heard the band Mississippi Heat, we heard Tommy Castro from his brand new disc. Again, the disc is called The Devil You Know. Castro did a piece called I'm Tired. And next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to West Coast blues man, actually multi-instrumentalist Chris Kane. Very interesting guy. He's had a number of discs out over the years. We're going to reach back a bit, go back to 1992, and his disc Can't Buy a Break. Here is Chris Kane on guitar and vocals with a tune entitled Endless Highway.
There's an angel in California, and I'm so many miles away. Feel like a loneliness with my name. I could surely retire today. Ray Charles is playing on the stereo. Every song he sings reminds me of her. I got a bad case of the homesick blues, and my baby holds the cure. Yes, that's highway. Seems like my journey never ends. Hey, endless highway. And back to my baby again. Thought I was in love but three times in my life. The first two dogged me, the third said you'd soon be my wife. Now I find myself an angel, she's sweet and she's kind. And when I'm far away from my baby, my thoughts are her. Help to ease my mind. Endless highway. Seems like my journey never ends. Hey, endless highway. Take me back to my baby again.
Exactly what you've been going through. if you let me. Here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. You may never, 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 never have to worry no more. You may never have to cry. I'll be standing beside you. Won't you say, baby, that you'll be true? You'll have no doubt in my mind just exactly what I'm gonna do. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I have to take care of you.
Dan Morrison from his 1993 disc, Too Long in Exile. Morrison on blues harp and vocals with a nice take on the old Brook Benton classic, I'll Take Care of You. Before we heard Van Morrison here on KRVS, we heard the Chris Kane Band doing a number called Endless Highway. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on American Roots with host Nick Spitzer at 3 o'clock. That will be followed by Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Music continues this evening on Public Radio for Acadiana with Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings at 7 p.m. At 9 p.m., Joanna Devine will be taking over with Avalon Variety Hour. And at 10 o'clock, stay tuned for James Van Way and Out on the Fringe. This program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And, of course, listener-supported. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and would like to have more information about that and how you can support public radio programs here in Acadiana, check us out on the web at krvs.org. The late Mojo Buford on blues harp to take us up to the top of the hour. He was with the Muddy Waters Band back in the 1950s. Here he is from the 1980s, if I remember right. Mojo Buford with a number called Harp Blast. Have a great weekend.
This is Gwen Tompkins. On Music Inside Out, what people say isn't half as interesting as how they say it.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in.
Well put. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
And it's wrapped around your toes.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.